This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's congressional delegation had a mixed reaction to President Biden's State of the Union address. As CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, predictably, it fell along party lines.
Democrats in general were pleased with the speech, saying it showed strength on Ukraine and illustrated the strides the administration had made on the economy and the pandemic. Democratic Representative Ed Perlmutter also was positive about Biden's plan to tackle inflation, which includes making more things in America.
And so that's one thing that will help us. We won't have these kinds of disruptions, and it'll also be good for employment.
But Republicans were critical of the speech, with Representative Ken Buck saying Biden's spending plans are what drove inflation up, and his future proposals would make it worse. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A bipartisan effort to change the state's approach to growth and development issues failed on Tuesday. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
It started with a Republican proposal that, among other changes, would ban cities from implementing slow growth policies that limit residential development. The idea drew support from Yes in My Backyard activists and Democratic Senator Julie Gonzalez, who chaired the committee that heard the bill. But before the bill could get a vote, Gonzalez was reassigned to a different committee as part of a broader Democratic shuffle. On Tuesday, the committee rejected the bill on party lines. Supporters have suggested they may bring it back in a different form. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Loveland police chief says he's leaving the post for a new position in Arizona. Bob Tyster will head up the Prescott Valley Police Department. His departure comes the same week that two of his former officers are appearing in court over their involvement in the 2020 arrest of Karen Garner, an elderly woman with dementia who suffered a broken arm and a dislocated shoulder when police stopped her for allegedly shoplifting. This is CPR News and KRCC.